Everyone else is talking to Sid right now, about 100 people, and I'm here with Gino Malkin. You like it this way, Gino? You like him getting all the attention?
No, but Sid's a very important guy, and you need to talk to him.
I'd rather talk to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Unbelievable season so far for you, Gino. It seems like so many parts of your game have gotten better, and I wanted to ask you about a few of those. Breakaways is one of them. Shootouts, breakaways. You've gotten a lot better at that. Why?
It's a tough question why, but I think it's practice, and we do it today, and I scored two again, but it's... I talked to my good guy in Russia, he's my agent, and he played goalie, and we talked a lot, and he helped me a little bit. He showed me a couple drills, and I'm used, and it's easy.
Which agent is that? I know you have a couple.
Huh?
Which agent?
It's Russian agent.
Secret agent.
His name is Gennady. He's from Russia. It's his visit to me in Pittsburgh a couple times. And he knows how to do it because he played goalie. And he say what's tougher for goalie. And I'm used.
You used that spinorama a couple of games ago. They allow that in the shootouts. But it looked like it was amazing to watch.
Yeah, because I'm skated right side a little bit and slowly cross, you know, and I think a couple games before I scored two goals low blocker, you know, and I think Price knows this move, and I look to low blocker and he's closer, and I can't do a different move. I just turn around and it's what I can do.
Gino, how come everybody gets mad when you go on that low move on the boards so that they don't hit you? People seem to get mad at that. It just seems to me like you're just trying not to get hit, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, I like play hard, you know, I like hits, but sometimes when you're not ready, you just save your body, you know, because I'm control puck, I'm look to who open, and I'm not ready to hit, you know, and I'm not want to injury, you know, because sometimes when you're not ready, it's easy to have injury. And I don't know why people mad, because I'm trying to just save my body. It's when I'm not ready, that's it.
A lot of people, and we're talking to Gino Malkin here, a lot of people have talked about your maturity off the ice and how you've gotten more used to America, how you're living on your own now. You used to live with Gonch. What's that process been like? What's it like living by yourself?
Oh, it's a long process because, yeah, first 2 years I lived with Gonch, but now it's... My English level is better, I have house, I buy house, and it's easy, you know, when I'm a little bit lower, I'm a little bit speak to people and have fun, just stay with team, and you know, it's we always together and not just here and go out together, dinner. It's I like just enjoy to play hockey and my life.
You cook anything at home? You a good cook?
No, I'm not good cooking, but my parents come and cook, and girlfriend sometimes I'm doing, but not a lot.
Are your parents here right now, Gino? They haven't been seen at many games.
They come in next week, and they like stay to playoffs, you know, when tougher games.
The other thing people have mentioned is you're much better on faceoffs. Not only are you winning them, but you're making plays off faceoffs. Looks like you, like the other day on the opening faceoff, you pushed the puck forward.
Yeah, because we know what we do, because I talk to my linemates, they know I'm push forward, and we go just, you know, they're not ready maybe, you know, and we just want start quick, you know, and yeah, I see how C play, and now I understand how important win face off, because you control puck, you know. I work with in practice too, you know, it's, and I'm see how easy when we win face off, we nearly score a couple goals behind me, it's have points too, you know. It's easy game when you just focus to 5 seconds to face off, and you after you control puck 1 minute.
And you also appear to be in the best shape of your career. Your off-season workouts got you in fantastic shape. Do you feel stronger at this point in the season than you ever did?
Yeah, it's very important for me, but it's, you know, I have injury, I need to work, because if not I can skate, but it's, but I talked to coach, my caterer, he's coming and he's helped me, because I've never used personal coach in my life, you know. I'm just work with another players, with Gonch, myself, but when Mike come into Russia, it's a little bit easy to me, you know. He showed me so much different drills, you know, and helped me my legs, you know. I feel more important for me, I think it's my legs, you know, when I'm skate a little bit faster and I, you know, my hands pretty always not bad, but very important for my legs, and he showed me some kind of new drills and I'm used and it's helped, man. I'm always, this year I'm pretty good shape, I feel.
Last question, Gino, is when your name comes up now, people often say that's the best player in the world. Do you like that?
I think everyone likes, but it's season not over, you know, and just regular season, and we won't play playoffs, and we see what's going on in playoffs. It's because it's playoffs, it's very important games, and if you play regular season best but not playoffs, it's so much different, and people miss your name quick.